Why, it's the dawning of a new age, a time to set things right and start a new way. A fast, dynamic, smooth, and true age, a new page in history. Let's move together towards the space age, soaring towards the human race. If the time is right to start a new way, a fast, dynamic, smooth, and true way, a new page history. We'll build strong foundations for the people race with pride, dignity, human grace. A strong foundation for the people race with pride and dignity and human grace. Now's the time, no time to waste. And now's the time, don't hesitate. Just lose that doubt and do make haste. There's a new page for history, yeah. I tell you, we had it going on to get on. I mean, from here in Hawaii, I want to say hello to Texas. Texas, hello. Texas was in the news, you know. But before I make the connection to Texas that Reverend Moxie has with this particular state of mine, Texas, when I think about redemption, I think about Texas. My daddy, he was from Texas. Oh, yeah, we got San Antonio, and we have Fort Worth on the phone, you know, through the Spirit. But before we get into that, let me give it up to the Creator who allows me to have this moment with you. I give it up to the Creator because we are in a powerful motion to influence consciousness. Yes, consciousness. Here's a chance for you to all bring it in to the oneness of the unity of the water consciousness of the world in the flow of that which is the gift. And I give thanks to the Creator for the vocal cord. Oh, yeah. Long before there was a heart. Long before there was a monodrome or whatever they call it with the one string, long before David ever in his life thought he could play a lick. Oh, yes, there was the voice in the beginning. They say there was the word. I make a terrible assumption if I was to not be obliged to look at that fact. And I am someone who hasn't even been able to get out of Genesis. That's why I love Live H2O. And so now, let me bring on my guest before I lose this thought. And that is, amen. Please, this is the message. Please respect the Creator and respect the Creator's creation. Amen. Aloha. You out there?
Aloha.
Oh, my goodness. My heart soars, knowing that I have a consummate, seaworthy individual here with me tonight, a fellow voyager, as we are all making our way to that other side of that other dimension where we know it's already been told that it's like solid gold on that side when we practice a faith that is mighty in nature. All right. Woo! Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So I want to talk a little bit about this thing I've been talking about. It's the dawning of a new age. It's a moving out of one dimension into another, a thought consciousness. trying to do this? How do you play a role in that? Where are you coming into the story? Because you've done some fascinating things, and I hope that you'll give my listeners a little overview about who you are, where you came from, and why you're here tonight.
Well, my job in the scenario seemed to be to be transported to Hawaii to have certain experiences and then to share those experiences with other people. It's a long story. I've been in Hawaii 16 years. I happen to be in Texas at the moment. But to tell the most important part of the story for this discussion, I was invited by the Temple of Lono, which is an ancient Hawaiian religious practice that has emerged from hiding after 120 years. They were in hiding because they were persecuted after the missionaries came to Hawaii. But they have emerged back to practice their traditions and invited me to come to Pu'uhonua Honaunau, a sacred site on the island of Hawaii that the Temple of Lono once had jurisdiction over. And they were going to perform an offering on the altar there that hadn't been done in 130 years. And they essentially invited me as a lawyer to come and stand for their First Amendment right to practice their religion, because their altar is now in a national park operated by the National Park Service of the United States. And they wanted to be sure that they were free to practice without interference from the government. Now, that's why we thought I was invited. It turned out there was much more to the story than that. The first night I was there, one of the priests in the Temple of Lono handed me a bag with ava powder. Kava is the sacred drink in Polynesia. It's made from a root that's pounded into a powder and then mixed with water, and it's usually drunk in a spiritual setting that's done in specific protocols and designed to bring one into a state of higher consciousness. On this particular evening, however, when the priest handed me the bag of ava, he asked me to put the bag into a bowl, the ava bowl that was down at the other end of the table. I took him literally. I went to the bowl, I opened up the bag, and I dumped the powder in. He had meant to put the bag in the bowl, not the powder itself. And off of this powder that I dumped in the bowl came a cloud of ava dust. And I inhaled it, because it was right there, and immediately was in a whole different space. What I remember is I started to walk around the tent that we had set up. I got dizzy, and I walked back, and I sat down. The priests tell me that that didn't happen. I was already out of my body when I thought I was walking around. I, in fact, sat down in front of the ava bowl, and my face went down into the ava powder up to my ears. And the priests understood that I was being held down into the ava powder by an amakua, an ancestor that was present, and that the ceremony had already begun that evening with this demonstration of the presence of the amakua. The priest who handed me the bag was the only one who could touch me, and he came over and pulled my head out of the ava powder. And then the other priests came over and were pouring cold water over me and massaging me and wrapping tea leaves around my head to try and keep my spirit in my body. They understood that I had received a very powerful dose of the ava and that my spirit was going to leave my body, and that they weren't sure my spirit knew how to get back into my body. And if my spirit left my body and did not return within 3 days, I would be dead. And for the ceremony they were conducting for the first time in 130 years, my death would not be the appropriate offering. So they were doing their best to keep my spirit in my body. My spirit, however, left my body. And I was out in this vast field of grayness. There was sort of shimmering light, but it was mostly gray. And then out of the light, out of the grayness, came these bursts of light rushing past me. And then amidst the bursts of light, emerged a human figure, sort of doubled over. And a voice said to me, "You're watching a new god being born." And then instantly I was back in my body looking at the priests and delivering the message of this vision that I had had of the birth of a new god. And we understand in Hawaii that when you have these kinds of profound experiences, and it's not uncommon to have them in Hawaii, that you simply wait and the information will come to explain what the experience is all about. And over the initial experience was a little over 5.5 years ago. And over that time, I have received a great deal of information about who the new God is, why the new God is here, and the role of the new God, and that my function in the story is to simply share that information with other people, and I appreciate your giving me the opportunity to do that tonight. The new God is the God of the fifth age. This is the age that the Hopi have been predicting would come for a long time. And the distinction between the fourth age and the fifth age is perhaps best understood in the Hawaiian cosmology of creation. They have a chant about creation called the Kumulipu. And it's a fairly straightforward Darwinian approach. All of life began with that first cell, the first polyp of coral out in the ocean, and diverged from that into the multitude of life in the ocean, and then emerged from the ocean onto the land and created a multitude of life on the land, and out of all of that emerged the humans. And that because we are connected through the evolutionary pattern back to that first cell of life in the ocean, we have a genetic memory of everything that's ever happened on this planet. And we have stored that memory in the base of our brain, the limbic part of our brain, often called the lizard brain. Now, those stories are stored there without us being consciously aware of most of them. They're buried deep in what we call mythology or prehistory. And many of those stories are fearful stories. The war between Atlantis and Mu, the comet that extinguished the dinosaurs, the great flood in the Bible, hurricanes, tsunamis, earthquakes, lots of fearful stories. So there's a great reservoir of fear stories in the limbic brain. And the fourth age, 120,000-year cycle, now concluding, as a matter of fact, concluding basically within the next 30 days, that cycle was the time for the humans to go down into that limbic brain and bring those fear stories up, put them into motion so we could see them, we could bless them, we could release them, and release ourselves from the fears that had been stored there. And this generation alive on the planet today has the most powerful tools available for this cleansing process. They have books, television, radio, internet, all these vehicles for transmitting the fear stories out so that we can go and push all our buttons, find out what we're really afraid of, and come to terms with those fears so that they don't run us around. The fears have been running us around. That's why we fight wars. That's why we're greedy. That's why we covet what our neighbor has, because we want the security that comes from those possessions or that land or whatever it is we surround ourselves with that makes the fear go away for at least a little while. And in that process, we have engaged in what I think is rightfully termed massive practices of human sacrifice. Now, these are not the sacrifices on the altar that you see in the ancient times. These are sacrifices called wars. We take our young people and we sacrifice them in the name of one principle or another that we feel is our sacred principle. And in fact, what we're doing is sacrificing people to this fear we have of others, of the strange, of the unusual, of the foreign. Whatever that fear is, we make sacrifices to propitiate the god of fear that we've been worshiping. Now is the time we're going to close the door on that fear. We're going to let those fears go, because all the biggest ones are now surfacing. Ecological collapse, environmental collapse, pandemics. Look at how we've responded to the swine flu that has, in fact, taken very few lives compared to regular flu. But we have responded as if we were all under attack. That's what we're doing here. We're letting those great fears surface. We're getting a perspective on them. We're learning to release them, so that we can move into the fifth age. And in the fifth age, the governing principles are light and love. The light is there to show us the reality of our world and the reality of our souls, that we are not simply physical bodies born on this earth, that we are multidimensional beings who chose to participate in this earth experience, that part of us is here in the body, but the vast majority of our existence is in other dimensions. and that we are here to expand this dimension to hold more of the higher frequency energies. That's what the fifth age will be about. The light will show us the way, and our love for this experience, our love for the Earth, our love for the members of the human family, our love for members of other species that share the planet with us, with that kind of love, we will raise the frequency of this entire experience so that we will eliminate over time, as people become more part of the fifth age, we will eliminate all of the fear stories. And we will be living in a state of grace, in a sense. And in the frequency of that is where we talk about dimensions. So we are living in a three-dimensional world with a fourth-dimensional emanation. The mystery of illusion that has surrounded us is in the fourth dimension. And the fifth dimension is the dimension of light and love. And so we're bringing in fifth-dimensional energies into a third-dimensional experience to release the fourth-dimensional fear stories and replace those with actual love and light so that we are experiencing this Earth and our fellow creatures on this Earth without the fear veil being between us. So that's what the new God is here to help us with, and that the new God has come through the Temple of Lono on the island of Hawaii, I think, is no accident. The Temple of Lono traces its roots back thousands of years, and the fundamental teachings of the Temple of Lono have been based on four gods, and those four gods were the ocean, the sun, the fresh water, and the earth. And it's basically the elements necessary for life to exist. So it was a very reality-based religion. And if you speak to the kahuna of the Temple of Lono, he will tell you that in the Temple of Lono they worship food, because it's the survival of the human species that is the task of the human species. And the second task is to take care of the life support system that makes that survival possible. So we malama each other. We take care of each other. And we malama the aina, the land, the creatures, the kai, the ocean. We take care of all of that on the principle that our responsibility is to the seven generations coming after us. We have to leave this world as fertile, as diverse, and as vital as we found it so that those coming after us will have just as much of an experience and possibilities as we had. So it's a really profound teaching that's very earth-based, and the Temple of Lono does not consider it any other religion to be excluded by the Temple of Lono practices. You can believe in Jesus, you can believe in Buddha, you can believe in whatever you believe in.
And I believe that I need to get a word in here because we have to break for a little bit of due to bills, you know, and let people know. And I want you to stay on the line because I want to continue. I'm going to bring in another guest, and I want you to stay on the line because we're going to have a little musical interlude. And then I'm going to get back to you, and we're going to do closure. It is 6:30 here on the Big Island, and I tell you, oh, I am so happy that you are getting ready to get on a plane. I can't wait to see you and to converse with you. And ladies and gentlemen, here is Lord Yalen, who is going to give you everything you need to know about the Live H2O. Oh, he's going to be making it up. He's going to be going, oh, my goodness. Here we go. And then Seth, we're going to break. As soon as I give him 3 minutes. As soon as he does his thing, I want you to cut to a beautiful song, and then we're going to call Mr. Einstein. Philistines. Oh, we'll get to the right pronunciation. I want him to say his name because it is his thing. Okay, here you go. Here's Galen.
Well, I guess there's a crowd there waiting to hear something from me, so I guess I'll just have to give them something right off the top of my head. Anyway, we're going to be having 3 days of some surreal celebration of the water, and we'll be having it at the Kingdom of Heaven. We'll be having some real good fun on a Saturday and this. Actually, Friday and Saturday, be some wonderful people there playing music and song and doing some celebrations. And we'll also be doing some amazing things with the kahunas that are going to be gathering there to celebrate. And then Sunday, down at the Temple of Nono at the City of Refuge, we'll be gathering there to give the wonderful prayer for the hour and a half into the water at the Temple of Lono, which is also the Temple of Life. So there's a lot of history to be given during the 3-day event, and Power of Song, but we'll be having a lot of fun doing that. And it'll just be a pretty interesting time. I don't know how much time we got here. death? Maybe an idea?
I hope you really enjoyed that. Love 528. Get it at Tetrahedron Records. So, yeah. And you can catch Scott Huckabee over there. I think we'll catch it at LiveH2O.org. You can then be taken over to LiveH2O TV or org and TV. This is a whole bunch of stuff going on. This is the Inside Hour, and this is Roxy Outside the Box promoting a concert. And I have on the phone, oh, yes, 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 I was playing around with his name. It's Lee Eisenstein. Or, you know, some people that wouldn't know any better might say Stein. And maybe I don't know any better because I might have said Stein and meant Stein. Or maybe Stein instead of Stein. But whatever it is, it's a consummate guitar, classical guitar player on the line who has a story about 528. And I just want to have everybody say hello to Ed Lee. You got a moment to just introduce yourself to my listening audience, because you're going to get another earful of him real soon, because we're going to upload some of his music. And, oh, my goodness, he has a 528 story. So sit back and listen up. Hello, Lee, you there? Hello?
Hello, you hear me?
Yeah. Lee?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear what I said?
I heard some of it.
Okay. Tell everybody who you are and how you found your little 528 story that you told me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a classical guitarist. I record original music, classical, pop, world music, Hawaiian slack key. I'm a Hoku Award winner, which here in Hawaii is the equivalent of the Grammys. It's a local music award. And I perform throughout the islands. And when I'm not doing that, I sit on my back deck and play guitar.
Yeah, and wonderfully that is. Now, I have been knowing you for about maybe, what, 3 years now?
Mm-hmm, yeah, about
and
that.
And I have had you at parades. I thought you had parades. And I tell you, there's a video of that, and it is just wonderful. But what tonight, you know, I'm privileged to be able to say to my listening audience out there that listen to Insight and are planning to attend Live H2O, the Concert for the Living Waters, I'm privileged to know that Lee is going to be one of the performers, and that he had a little story when I told him to go over there and check out the site. He told me a story, and I'd love for you, Lee, to tell the audience.
Oh, yeah, I'd be happy to. Yeah, that was pretty neat. You told me about that, and I went online and read about it. And what it is you tune your instrument a little bit higher than the Western instruments are normally tuned at, which would be A440. And intuitively, the idea made sense to me that you would have particular frequency, energetic frequency levels that would produce particular effects. But I went online, and I listened to the pitch, and I took my guitar, which I'd been tuning by ear, up to pitch, and I found that without realizing it, I'd been tuning it to that pitch just by ear.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So incredible. So
yeah.
Here you go, folks. He's down for June 20th. He'll be playing. He'll also perhaps will be speaking about music and how water has influenced, in his life, has influenced his music. And being around the water and sharing. And so, for the record, tell everybody how you pronounce your last name.
Well, either Eisenstein or Eisenstein, but I'm not really sure which. You tell me. I don't know. Either one is fine.
Okay.
There is no right or wrong way to pronounce it.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
I mean, no one here in Hawaii can pronounce it at all, so...
You know, Philistines, the Philistines. I'm still, you know, in the Bible, I'm still trying to figure out how to pronounce that one, you know.
Yeah, sometimes they pronounce it Hootagai.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have, you can stay on the line if you'd like to, Lee. We're talking to Lonnie Sinkin, who is talking to us about Temple Lono. And I met one of his partners out there, and that's where I met Larry out there at the City of Refuge in Honolulu. And he is coming to hear you play. He'll be there, and he'll be speaking, and we'll be sharing with the world this wonderful, wonderful faith that I'm so blessed that I was able to know that on all sides of the earth there's some sense going on when it comes to faith. You know, you want to think about that, Lonnie? You know, and what I want to tell everybody is if you think this man is eloquent, if you think this man is articulate, no, that's because he's hanging out with some of the most incredible, incredible people throughout his entire life. So for him to have spirit, put his head in a bowl of Allah and take him on a journey so that he can come back and articulate what it is that we need to do, which is to get over stupid, to leave it behind, to forgive it, to be merciful, to don't get caught up. Don't look back when you're winning a race. Come on, folks. There's a way to be. Lonnie, continue this conversation. Lee is on the phone. He's a musician. He's going to be meeting him. And I want to listen a little bit more because we got like another 6:41 now, according to me. And I always give it on the side of, you know, grace to be able to sum up. So there in San Antonio, Texas, can you take it back to where we can talk about how important it is that we get this message this time and what's in it for everybody when we do this, when we have this kind of faith that was practiced way back when.
That's right. And first of all, what I'd like to do is a videographer in Hawaii, I was there on a recent trip, and the videographer got this all on video in two separate topics. One is the story of the God of the Fifth Age, and the other is the story of the current political reality in Hawaii, the sovereignty movement, and all of that. And he has put those videos up on the web. They're available multiple sites. You can search my name, LannySinkin, and you'll see all kinds of stuff, but you should see something about the future of Hawaii and the Rainbow God. That's how we know the fifth God, and I'll come back to that in a second. One of the sites which has all six parts of the video. is www.islandsmultimedia, that's plural, islandsmultimedia.com/independence.html. So islandsmultimedia.com/independence.html is where the videographer has posted these videos that were made when I was last in Hawaii. But you asked about the importance. I think that those who are here on planet Earth at this time made an appointment a long time ago to be here for this transition. That we know that the human family is about to take the next step in its evolution and step beyond its fears, beyond its purely physical focus, into its multidimensional self and make a contribution that everyone in the universe is waiting for. And the first part of that contribution is going to be to clean up the negative energies that we generated while we were immature and growing. We have to clean them up on this planet, and we have to clean them up in the universe, because our negative activities here have affected the universe. And the universe has been on our side the whole time, wanting us to learn and grow and mature and reach the next level. And one of the ways we will demonstrate that we have done that is to clean up our mess. And one of the means we will do of cleaning is through prayer. And there's one simple prayer that we're encouraging everybody on the planet to embrace and to put out at least once a day. And that prayer is for peace and reconciliation within the human family, and peace and reconciliation between the human family and the rest of the natural world, including all of the universe. If we can do those two things, we solve everything else. If we make peace within the human family, then whatever is being done in North Korea or Iran or the United States or Mexico is part of the human family's learning process and the human family's growing process, and it's not seen as other. It's not someone foreign. It's not an enemy. It's a member of the human family. We have been divided among race and ethnic and gender and whatever. We have thought up 1,000 ways to divide ourselves. Now is the time for reunification. So the first reunification is the reunification within the human family. And the second reunification is to fall back in love with our planet. That the rainbow is the symbol of the new god of the fifth age, because it's the rainbow that reminds us of the awe that we once felt about this beautiful planet and about the joy that we took when we were born on this beautiful planet, that we took from the experience of being here. We have to reunify with our own planet. That's the next step. And once we've done that, we will then be part of the galactic, cosmic, whatever you want to call it, community that stretches into multiple dimensions and beyond our Earth physically to the rest of the universe. That's our job. That's why we're here. And all of us are agents of that change. And it starts by making that change in our own lives. And you can start by making a list of people you want to forgive. In Hawaii, we have a practice called Ho'oponopono, which means to make things right, to bring things into alignment, to forgive. We can all be looking at our own lives and who are we still holding energy against? Who do we still have a resentment towards? All of those things. Reach back into the past and release that energy and bring it into the present so it's of use to you here, that it's not a cord pulling you backwards. And that Ho'oponopono process is basically to have that person in front of you, whether physically in front of you or just as a mental image, and tell them that you're sorry, you ask their forgiveness, you love them, and you want to go forward in peace with them. That's a first step, is cleaning up our own stuff in our own lives. Then we can reach out and help others. We can reach out and share our experiences. We can reach out and heal the earth. We can do all the things we need to do to green the earth, bring in alternative energy, bring in alternative policies, learn how to live healthy lives, healthy diets, exercise, all those things we need to do to restore our own vitality so that we live as long as we're supposed to instead of the shortened lives that we have here. And so we reduce our impact on the planet. So we're intelligent about how we use the resources of the planet so that we leave a planet that's as vital for the next generations as we received it. These are some of the messages that are coming in, and they're coming in from all over the place. Millions of people understand what I'm talking about. They're participating in the process. We're all messengers. We're all teachers. We're all healers. That's our job, is to discover within ourselves those parts of ourselves that bring out the true light that lives within us and that makes us who we are. So that's what the fifth age is here for us as a gift. That the fifth age is our opportunity to truly shine, to show what it really means to be a human being. And this celebration of the water, I mean, what are we? We're 90%+ water as we walk around on this earth. So to celebrate the water, to call in the highest frequencies, to bring the water back into full health, to drink that healthy water and make it part of our bodies, this is an essential element of the whole existence of Earth. We are a water planet. It's, if you look around in our little solar system, it's a pretty unique environment we have here with the green of the Earth and the blue of the water. We are blessed beyond measure. Imagine if you were living on Venus, it'd be a little more difficult. Or if you're living on the moon, here we have almost everything we need. We have everything we need, not almost. We have everything we need. And it's been a gift to the human species from day one, and we are finally learning to truly appreciate it and truly honor it and show some reverence towards it. The indigenous people of the planet have held that tradition for a long time, and somehow the rest have gotten disconnected, and now is the time of reconnection. And the indigenous people have a lot to teach about that. And in Hawaii, our elders who remember the way it was a sustainable population, a sustainable civilization, before it got converted into an exploited civilization, they can bring back the ways in which we lived on the planet in harmony with the planet, and how we used to be able to communicate with the fish, with the birds, with the trees. We could communicate with the natural world. Those talents will come back. We have to open our hearts and let it enter, and it'll be there. But this is what it's all about, as far as I'm concerned, from my experience, and I truly appreciate having the opportunity to share it with people, connect with people vibrationally. If people want to communicate with me, they can certainly do it by email. It's lanny.sinkin@gmail.com, lannysinkin@gmail.com. In Hawaii, my name is Lani. I was born with the name Lani in Texas. When I got to Hawaii, I was given the name Lani, and I'm answer to both. I honor both, and I thank you, RJ, for inviting me on tonight. I'm really looking forward to being there. I know that my function is to be at Honaunau, the Pu'uhonua Honaunau, on Sunday, on that weekend of the live H2O, to basically close the door on the fifth age and reorient the whole energy towards close the door on the fourth age and reorient the energy completely towards the fifth age. And that as people experience that fifth age energy and live in it more and more, it'll become easier and easier, and the fourth age will become a bad dream in the not-too-distant future.
Well, you know something? I can't wait. I'm counting down the days. I am sitting at my desk, and I know I'm going to get all my work done because I got the days off to do this. I have put in a lot of time, and even if not, I may just have to just do it anyhow. But I'll tell you something. I look forward to seeing you. I'm going to let you go because it's kind of late there, and I'm going to finish up this show and just tell you it was an honor, and that I know that I've already crossed over into the new dimension already prematurely, because I tell you, for me to be sitting here and talking about the kinds of things that we are talking about, whereas you and I have experienced some of the most heinous aspects of this here country's behavior over decades, and yes, I have forgiveness in my heart to be able to not even want to talk about that with you or anybody else, but to continue to focus on the positive. But anybody that checks out this man's name and you go, you will understand the kind of individual that's been talking to you this evening. So I dare you to type his name into the search engine and then just kick back and see the company he keeps. Anyhow, it's been a pleasure.
Well, it's been my pleasure, too, and thank you for giving me a call and inviting me on.
I hope you fly into Hilo.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
Aloha.
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 Oh, my goodness. Lee, are you still there?
Yeah, wonderful.
Oh, let's get back to it. We got a little bit of time here. You got your guitar nearby?
Yep, it's within reach.
Oh, why don't you reach for it, Ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you, but you should type his name, Lee Eisenstein, into the search engine, and please do give them your location, because he's got his own website, and yes, he is a real deal, and yes, he will be playing, so you'll want to check out Live H2. We're going to be putting his face up. We got Tony Savage, and we got a lot of surprises for you, because there's just a lot, like Lonnie said, man, this is the place where we are going to close it. We're going to close it as Antarctica is breaking off in chunks and the heat. We've got to become cool, calm, and collected. And that's what I would say about your guitar thing. It's easy on my ears and delightful to my mind.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see if we can get a little flavor and savor for the audience. You're listening to the Inside Hour, and Dr. Len, he's in London to see the Queen and convince her that she wants to be a part of the Live H2O experience. I know that the boys, you know, Diana's boys will want to be a part of it, and hopefully he's probably getting ready to see Yoko so she can do something for this, because it's all about peace. Like he said, it's all about the joy. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Okay, here we go. Was a piece called Waterfall.
Oh my goodness. And you'll be hearing that live on June 20th, 2009, day before that big day when that big happening in the sky and here on this island.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. All right, Lee. I'll put
my name.
Hang up too. Say goodbye to everybody and give them your way they can find you, because they'll be listening to you.
Just
in
Google
the
Lee Eisenstein. And or if you want, Google Songs for a Dreamer. That was the featured music of the IMAX Theater in Waikiki for many years, and it was a real nice CD I have available online, so they can check that out.
All right. Okay, well, we're coming down to the end of this year's show, and it was a wonderful one. I hope that Len will listen to it and say, yeah, good job, dear Reverend Roxy. It was really happening, and the guests were happening, and everything was happening. So I say, hey, I'll see you over there real soon, and give my best to your lovely wife, Marlene.
We'll do, RJ. You have a great evening, and we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha. Oh, my goodness. What a show, folks, the Inside Hour. You know, it's not all doom and gloom, and a lot of you know that Dr. Len, like I said, he's in London. I mean, we're working on this thing. Why? Because this just needs doing, and we just know that the very best of our race is coming to celebrate in some way in this wonderful, wonderful event, celebrating the water. Of course, on June 18th, there's a big celebration for Dr. Emoto, and everybody's going to want to be a part of that. Right now, I'm going to be giving it up because, you know, my main man, I haven't had my fix. I might even have to try and get my computer zoned in. I got to talk to Don. I mean, Don Nikoloff, I hope that you'll be joining Hawaii. We'll be talking face-to-face. We're working on the technology right now. This is a grand time to be alive, and I look forward. We've been counting this down now for 2 years, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I exaggerate. But I just want to give thanks and praise, and I want everybody to stay tuned to Evident Footprints, because boy, oh boy, like I tell you, if it wasn't for the fact that I had this job, I'd be right there square with him. So you listen to what Don is telling you, because he's giving you the intelligence, and so then you can just say, oh well, and say, come on over to Live H2O and get your fix of redemption, get your fix of flowing with the motion with beautiful people. Oh my goodness. This is Reverend Moxie. This is the Inside Hour. Looking forward to having Dr. Len back again. And so, without further ado, I give it up to my good friend, Don Nicola. Stay tuned. Aloha.